America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I greet you on this Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for every preacher, missionary, evangelist that will preach tonight. Let's ask God to help our church's folk, and let's really try to get close to God. Amen. Father, would you help every preacher, missionary, evangelist tonight? God, help our people to attend. Help us to be faithful. Lord, do that that is needed. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Friend, my heart's desire is revival for our churches, not just for our nation, but for our churches. And I know we're in a place in this message here that we're preaching. We're talking about, that God would live in our nation again. And there was a time when God lived in America. And I believe this. I believe God's slowly taking his hand off. Now, I don't believe God's taken his hand off of America yet. I don't think he has, because he's still got some churches. He's still got some preachers that love the Lord. Now, you remember in Abraham's day, God couldn't find 10 righteous souls in Sodom, and so he destroyed it. Now, I believe God can find 10 righteous people today. I don't believe that I'm the only 10 can rattling in the alley. But I do believe this. I believe it's getting harder to find people that love the Lord. Let's go to our message today. I hope it'll be a blessing as you listen to it right now. There used to be a time when God lived in this. Now, there used to be a time we didn't seek after the Mideastern religions. We didn't seek after Europe. If you love Europe so much, and I've probably got some people listening from Europe. I'm not mad at Europe, but the United States of America is America. Amen. And our nation was founded on God. We have led a bunch of liberals. By the way, in God we trust is on our money. We've let a bunch of liberals use this separation of church and state, separation of church and state. And we've bought into that idea in the fundamental churches. I will tell you something. There is no such clause in the Constitution of the United States as separation of church and state. Thomas Jefferson was president in 1803. And he wrote to the Danbury Baptist Association assuring them that the government would not get involved in the church. By the way, I want to say this. The government, you need to get your hands out of the church. Amen. Let me tell you something, brother. This is a great... Brother, let me just read what the Bible said. Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God." Oh, that God would live in our nation again. I want to ask you a question. Do you that are saved, do you spend at least one time a week, I don't care if it ain't but 5 minutes, do you spend one time a week praying for God to revive this nation? I'm going to say something. If you ain't praying for her, and I ain't just talking about thinking, well, I think of her, that's praying. No, I'm saying, do you talk to God about this nation? You know, fighting people on social media is not going to win the battle. I want y'all to understand that. Now, you preachers are going to get mad at me, but I'm not going to debate people. I don't go back and forth. I don't debate the Bible. I don't get in these comments back. But that is, and that's all our news media is. Did you know you turn the news on, it's all, well, he said this and she said that. Then they get a panel in there. What do you think about what she said? What do you think about what he said? There ain't no substance in that. It's causing division. 24-hour-a-day news is the worst thing ever happened in this country. Worst thing. And you get a panel and it's just called just junk. That's what it is, just junk. I might as well be outside watching grass grow. Now here's the thing about it. Oh, that God will live in our nation. Our nation's headed for hell. Now you may not believe this. We're going to lose this nation. And our freedoms are going to be gone. Now, you can say what you want to, but we're getting ready to come under judgment. The church is getting ready to come under fire. You're just, I don't know if you can see it on the camera or not, but you're that close to losing it right now. And it don't hinge on the next election. Now wait a minute. I think people ought to go vote, and I think people ought to do what's right.
You
have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.